Well, the United States says it shares mutual security interests in the Middle East with Israel and Turkey.
We have great mutual interests, Turkey, the United States, and Israel, in that security arrangement.
Well, Kerry was answering questions about the necessity of rapprochement between Israel and Turkey. Now, he said the unrest in Syria and Iran's nuclear program are mutual threats to the security of the U.S., Israel, and Turkey in the region. The U.S. Secretary of State refused to comment on a report that says Israel is discussing with Turkey to use a base outside of Ankara to launch a possible attack on Iran. Now, Britain's Sunday Times says that Israeli officials are seeking to use a Turkish air base near Ankara to train for a possible attack on Iran's nuclear facilities. We're going to switch over to Beirut, where we are joined by international lawyer Mr. Franklin Lam. Welcome to the program, Franklin. Looking at this situation, first of all, let's look at this trio that Kerry is saying that basically they have so many mutual security interests, Israel, Turkey, and the United States, talking about security interests. What does that say about Ankara?
Well, I'd just like to say what it says about American policy and John Kerry, because he omitted from those national security interests of the Americans a resolution of the question of Palestine. It is the occupation of Palestine that leads to some of these other problems, but unfortunately, he ignored it. I don't think that Ankara is that influenced by his words. Of course, he wants to placate the lobby in the, domestically in the U.S. and in the region, but I think that the Turks may have their own idea about full normalization of relations anytime very soon. Of course, Netanyahu has announced this as a fait accompli. I think it's less than that. I think it remains and will remain for a while, a contentious issue. But let's see about the next question, which is the compensation, which has been slow in coming.
Well, because I want to concentrate in general, when you just talked about the compensation, but it is interesting that it took several years for Israel to actually apologize. And as we have seen, some of the relatives of those who have been killed are saying they do not want to accept monetary compensation because it's basically almost as if they have forgotten their loved ones. But the point of it is that why is the United States, obviously they are very encouraged and they're trying to push this, but in general, there was no condemnation to begin with, not from the United States. And now they are trying to push this relationship. Why is it so important for Washington that Tel Aviv and Ankara have very close ties?
Yes, and of course, as you recall, one of the victims of that Israeli attack on the boat was an American, but very little was said about him. But I think the interest of Obama in his administration right now is to push this reconciliation to pressure who? Iran. Why? Because the Israelis want a base near Ankara where they can target possibly the Iranians. And you don't get results out of the Israelis by talking sweet. Americans are the subject of jokes among the Zionist occupiers when they try to persuade them. Those guys are tough. The Zionists. And if you want to get their attention, threaten to cut off American aid, threaten to cut off American arms, and then they'll get serious. But I think this is a part of the hope of ratcheting up yet more and more layers of pressure against the Islamic Republic. It's not going to work any more than the non-military aid that they're threatening the regime in Syria with. And if I could just mention one thing about the new $135 million worth of non-lethal military aid. Well, look, as you know, the language of the American government is English. And any middle school student who studies English knows what a non sequitur is. It's a group of words that contradict each other. There's no such thing as non-military lethal aid or non-lethal military aid. They want night goggles. Who likes night goggles? The snipers, so they can kill people at night. Who likes the armored vehicles that the Americans are saying are non-lethal? Those who want to transport troops and weapons. Who wants the, who likes the non-military humanitarian aid of the state-of-the-art telecommunications equipment? Those who are organizing ambushes and bringing in troops and advancing. So there's no such thing as non-lethal military aid, and the administration knows that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Franklin Lamb out of Beirut, Lebanon, international law.